AM 570 LA Sports.
I want to hear it, man. I'm desperate to hear it.
This is the Petros and Money Show.
Best case scenario.
Mad Money Smith.
Worst case scenario.
Petros Papadakis.
What am I doing here? I'm humiliated.
Available on the iHeartRadio app.
Now online at am570lasports.com.
This is Petros and Money.
Going to be kind of hard to text listeners at their peas when I got a mustache, a half-grown-in mustache from November.
You look good in that booth.
I really think I'll go full NBA player if I have Twitter and I try to grow a mustache and I have to look at Twitter afterwards.
Yeah, freak out. I grew in Ned Flanders.
Adam Silver.
My thing is bright red.
Adam Silver is going to have to come and save my emotions.
I like that Adam Silver. He's a good commissioner, okay?
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Selectively self-righteous around here.
Look who's talking. Hey, Pot. It should be Kettle.
Hey, what am I self-righteous about? I ran out of gas today.
Running out of gas and celebrating yourself?
Hey, I did a great job. I'm really happy about myself. It's easier to live through someone else than to become your own complete self. I know what I'm good at, which is handling crises, like running out of gas.
That's Rosen Money. On AM 570 LA Sports, Chris B. Haynes on Twitter is his handle. He broke the news that LeBron will be on a minutes restriction and would not be playing back-to-backs.
We like him, Cates. My God. Cates
what?
Is like...
Is he like pumping his fist?
Yeah, he's like, great interview. I mean, it was really good. It's like, dude, he's good. He's in. You choose the guests anyway. I mean, what?
Well...
It's not going to be like Sharoon, okay? The guy can't... Sharoon couldn't talk.
He was a newbie. He was a radio interview newbie, and he flamed out.
Sharoon flamed out.
No
hard.
Big deal. Now he's at the Athletic.
He's fine. Sharoon.
Totally breaking news.
He only flew about 100 yards like the spruce goose.
He broke the news that Dell Demps, or whomever at the New Orleans Pelicans, the second they were making trade proposals and exchanges with the Lakers, 1 minute later would see it in the media. He broke that story. He's fine. He doesn't need us.
Yeah.
He's good.
Don't worry. We're not going to alienate Haynes like we alienated Sham Sharoon or like we alienated
everybody.
That's
else.
Not true. We have
Woj
not alienated
still likes
everybody.
Us.
Woj likes us. He just can't come on
he
anymore.
He just ducks my texts and calls.
He can't come on. He's at the evil four letter.
I'm going to ask you.
Like he's being tied up and held hostage.
Yes or no, Cates?
Yeah.
Yes or no?
No.
And Matt's got the board right
yes.
there. Who likes us? Woj?
Yes.
Okay.
Amick?
Yes.
Mark Spears?
No. Why'd you have to say that?
Well, I want to be balanced.
Well, I want to keep it positive until we get to the negative.
Mark Spears doesn't like us.
Howard Beck.
Yes.
Yes. Kevin Ding, you're free to move around the country.
I'm debating that one. I don't know if he likes
us. Has he been avoiding
anymore.
You?
He's just said no the last couple times.
He's over there on Spectrum now, isn't he?
Yeah.
Mike Bresnahan.
Brez.
Loves you.
Brad Turner.
I think he likes you guys.
Loves us.
All right.
Loves us.
Bill Orem.
Came on.
Yes.
Likes us.
Yeah.
We had a little dust up.
Dan Wojcicki.
Sure.
Sure.
Likes us.
Yeah.
All right, so.
David Aldridge.
I mean, I think he would come on if we called him.
He was blowing it out, and he got called out. If he didn't blow it out and literally flush the toilet while on air with us and strain to where it was clear he was having a bowel movement, maybe that's on David Aldridge.
Oh, I got one. Bill Ryder.
Does he even qualify as... All right.
I covered LeBron.
All right. Yeah,
I had to sit down with him.
Yeah, I know.
Let me tell you about it. I was sitting there and I was like, hey, LeBron, what's up? And it was so awkward. And he was like, hey, what's up, dude?
Really unfortunate that it was brought up.
You know, he moved back, right?
So he's out of the Manhattan Beach of Brooklyn and back to the Manhattan Beach of Manhattan Beach?
No. He moved to Artesia. guys.
Very close to me.
All the writers like us except for two, okay? Sharoon and Spears. That's the point.
Is that it?
I think you're being overzealous, Tim. Am I wrong?
Unless you can start peppering us with names of people that don't like us. We can take it.
We're talking about NBA writers. We're not talking about Fukasaki and everybody else that hates us.
Or...
Yeah.
I think you've kind of hit on all the NBA people. I think we're good.
There's only a couple.
There's only two that hate us, and they're not really that important.
Well, there's only a few good NBA writers out there. So
that's not true. I mean, think of all the people we just named. My God, you want to talk about getting people to hate us? We just named 20 people, and you're like, yeah, there's only a few.
That was seven.
I felt more like 17.
It felt a lot heftier than that. So just easy.
All right, you guys have friends, a few of them.
Yeah, definitely have friends.
Jeez.
I mean, when we say Chris Haynes, you don't have to come in my ear and be like, he's cool. Definitely have friends.
Friends. Great interview, guys.
How about No Neck? He loves us.
No Neck has never been on, but he's on Aspen. You know, the other thing, Cates, is, you, if you be like that with Haynes, you're going to make us, you know, because we're contrarians by nature.
Oh, really?
And if we're not going to be contrarians with each other, we're going to flip it over to you. Hmm. And if you try to push Haynes too hard, we might just flip just to be contrary.
Why would
so
you do
better,
that?
Well, I'm just saying, be careful.
That sounds like NBA player problems, you know? That sounds like you got issues.
We do have issues.
Okay. Adande, he liked us.
We J.A. has always been our friend.
He used to come on.
Been a nice guy. Been a friend.
Now a professor out in a Northwestern thingy.
Howard Cooper.
Yeah. Scott Howard Cooper loved
us. And his ponytail.
Yeah, he's fine.
Yeah, cut it off.
The teen wolf of NBA writers, Scott Howard Cooper loves us.
Dude loves us.
We got no problem. Wheels.
Oh, Wheels.
Loves us.
You know, I think you guys had to hire Wheels.
Okay, Joe Myers hates us. If we're going to go into the broadcast. And Stu Lance hates us.
What about Brent Berry?
Stu Nance.
It seemed like Brent liked us.
I thought so, too.
Bones?
But I think he's got ignore or delete or permanently
he's just busy. They're busy. They don't want to call Sports
Talk
Radio.
Players only. You know how much heavy lifting that is when you're the play-by-play guy and players only? Jesus Christ. The guy's got to prep for like a month to get ready for that. What?
We are well-liked by NBA writers, and it is not necessary for you to bring up old S. One little fight we had with Mark Spears when somebody may or may not have called him Marcus, and one little fight we had with Sharoon because he sucked. Sharoon was bad.
Oh, you called him the wrong name.
You called him Sheamus.
You called him Sharoon.
I am so tired
of
this one-way street.
I didn't sing it. He did that.
This one-way street of blame.
I called him Sheamus, and then you started going, Sharoon.
I'm not taking the blame for all this crap anymore. I am not.
I take the blame for Spears. That was my fault. I don't know why he got so upset. I corrected myself immediately. He was pissed. And he never came on again.
And we don't need him.
But Sharoon's was on you.
No, it wasn't. You called him Sheamus.
It's all on you. I didn't call him Sheamus. I called him Sheamus before he came on. And then Cates, before he came on,
are you saying you did
said,
not? You did not sing?
I didn't.
Sharoon.
Yes, you did.
I did not.
Both of you did.
We could find it.
We practiced pronouncing his name before he came on.
And he got upset.
No, he got upset. No, the reason he got upset, he didn't care about his name. He wanted his name to be said. He didn't care about
that. That's because you insulted him after in the next
segment.
He
didn't like that we said he sucked. And we didn't – look, we didn't – look. We call it what it is. If you come on the show and you can't speak, like Berrien – remember the receiver?
Oh, David Vasse favorite, Bernard Berrien.
Oh, Berrien was the worst. If you come on the show and you can't speak, you're going to get called out.
How the hell did we get to him anyway? He was a receiver at Fresno State, and then he gets drafted by the Bears.
It's like a Vizio thing.
He came on like five times.
If B twice is going to get called out here, Sharoon's going to get called out if you suck.
Loney got called out here.
James you guys Loney. Were a national show at the time, and Berrien was on the Vikings, and his publicist was somebody that we all kind of work with here in
there
L.A.,
you
and
know.
They were
there
pushing him hard.
I forgot about the national
show.
Well,
he sucked.
Thing. That was miserable.
Berrien should never – ever do another radio.
A regular.
Never do a radio interview for as long as he lives ever again.
He was a regular.
And look, if it's a 12-year-old kid like LaMelo when he came on, we won't destroy him that bad. But if you're a grown-up like Sharoon and you're trying to step in Wojnarowski's shoes on this show and you sound like Arash Markazi when he was 11, you can't do it. What? He sounded like an amateur. I knew Arash when he was young, and he sounded like that, too. Clearly.
God, we're horrible people.
PMS, making friends one person at a time.
Hey, whatever.
It's your fault. You should have never come in our ear and said, that interview was great. It was great.
Chris Haynes was great.
Oh, yes, he was great.
We love Chris Haynes. Everybody else can explode like a gas station in an action movie.
Free. Son of a bitch.
I knew Arash when he wrote at the Daily Trojan.
Clearly.
I did.
Clearly.
Have you heard him on the...
He's doing a great job.
Love it.
He's a good guy.
Did you read the article about all the cool stuff coming to L.A.?
It's going to be a hell of a time.
Man, I can't wait.
2024.
I cannot wait for them to open that thing.
Make sure I'm here.
That one thing, that one place.
Over there. place in Vegas, too.
And what about that Inglewood Stadium with the Clippers?
2024, here we come. Go see me some shows there.
You know, I wish you could see like somebody flying back to LAX and like out their window, just shoot like a video of the new stadium being built.
Ooh, that's a
That'd
good
be kind of cool to see the timeline.
That's a good call.
I wish somebody would do that.
I quit this job.
Could I have a female friend of mine in the photo as well? Maybe.
Oh, no, no, I'm a man. Oh, now, yeah, I'm going to get, you know what, I'm not just.
You sucked me into it.
I'm not going to go silent and stare at you either.
It's a talent.
Hey, what happened to Petros? Oh, they moved into the Dream Center, said he couldn't take it anymore.
Let me ask you, you were talking about finding yourself.
Petros moved into the Dream Center. His roommate is the million-dollar man, Ted DiBiase. He just prays all day, and then he goes and buys crack at night.
We like our guests.
And then I come back and I say, I'm sorry I smoke crack. Would you let me back at the Dream Center? And they say, hey, come on in.
Verducci loves us.
Yeah, the Dooch.
Heyman loves us, but he can't come on anymore. He did a deal with Entercom.
We don't have that many enemies. Not as many as you'd think.
I mean, it's really Shaken, Mark Spears.
Well, Rich Eisen wants me to die in a fire.
Yeah, but he's never come on the show.
Yeah.
I'm talking about people that have been on the show.
Joel
and perhaps
Myers.
Myers had been on the show
and
before.
And he wants us all
yeah.
to die.
Stu ever come on the show? I think so.
Stu Lance?
Yeah. I think he'd been on the show before.
Do you know where Stu played his college ball?
Duquesne?
That's a
it's Norm Nixon.
No, that's a good call, though. Duquesne? Yeah, Duquesne. Bring me some.
Wasn't it Wyoming?
No. You guys are so stupid.
Idiots.
Yeah, you guys are so freaking dumb.
How do you not know where Stu Lance laid it down in college?
He was on the Lakers for like a year, man. Do you know? You guys are so freaking dumb.
I'm going to go Weber State.
Nebraska.
Okay.
He's a Husker.
Let's go Cornhuskers.
Yeah, just like Ty Lue, the next Laker coach.
Polish Rifle.
Well done, Matt. Mm. Great Clipper.
Got to redeem myself.
Time for the word of the day.
He heard me with his words.
The word of the day.
Matt, it all came to fruition. I'm going to tweet this out, and I'll show it to you. I went over with litigator dad and commercial real estate dad from my neighborhood.
Friends.
I do. I got the two right there. And my wife. The three of
my
us.
My wife!
Went over to the Palos Verdes Estates Police Department today. I'm proud to say.
Greasing them skids.
Never booked there in my life. And I delivered to Steve, big listener on the show, and an officer who was just giving somebody a ticket across
I'm
the street.
Sitting here all day with nobody to keep me company? Is that Steve?
Banged some Tesla right there on PV Drive, and then he pulled in, and I presented him
with
four Float Justice t-shirts from the Royals organization at the PV Little League. We all know about Float Justice, Matt. We built a castle, came in fourth. There were only three teams that placed. And
there were only four floats involved, three teams placed.
There were like 20 floats, Matt. But, I brought it up on the show and how some of our dads were a little unhappy and the whole Float Justice thing came to fruition.
Hashtag Float Justice.
And then, you know, you were here. Steve called in, the cop. He told us why, because the cops judge the floats at the Little League Parade. And he told us why we were fourth. We accepted it. We had the t-shirts made, and we went and did the exchange with Steve, who played water polo at Merrill Est High School. Where my uncle went to high school, the high school I grew up across the street from. Let's go Marauders. No longer open. But thank you to Steve and
well,
all.
Now your expectations are that you're going to win the float contest next year.
No, my expectations are that this whole situation was brought to a peaceful and amicable.
Oh, is that right?
I believe so. Because Steve was happy because he's a listener of the show. I believe the dads that worked on the float were happy because they got their say with the judges. And a t-shirt was made, a little bit of love on the PMS, everything's okay. I feel like I use my powers for good. Just like this morning when I got my gas, when I ran out of gas and I didn't freak out like somebody expected me to.
I will log this conversation and we will revisit it in just slightly under 1 year. And we will see whether or not all of this goodwill was in fact done.
Well,
for
I mean,
a peaceful
Steve
and,
did
you
mention
said, amicable resolution.
Steve mentioned something
events,
you mentioned,
which is
that the Blue Lives Matter flag on the back of the float—that's
the way to do it.
Might put us over the top.
That's the way to do it.
I believe maybe even a more gaudy memorial to all police officers. You know, like a giant pinata.
Go all the way, all the way.
Bernard Park's head or something.
Hashtag float Justice.
Thank you to Steve. I'll tweet it out at Petros and Money. There's a photo of me and Steve hugging and a photo of Steve and I with the Float Justice t-shirt.
You know what you do?
Big cop.
Like people think.
Big scary cop.
Like, oh, hey, they're gonna do a skit about the police. And, you know, you think about, hey, I'm going to track a robber down and tackle him in the middle of the street. No, what if you do, like, all the goodwill that the police provide in a neighborhood?
Like when the guy was playing hoops with the kids?
Right.
Remember that guy?
Like, hey, here's a guy who's helping out someone that fell off a bike. And he puts them back on the bike and he sends them on their way. And here's someone who can't get their car started.
Uh-huh.
The police officer's there to give him a jump.
Goodwill.
You know? Instead of like, hey, here's a dude in an orange jumpsuit and he's running because he escaped prison. We're going to tackle him and beat his ass and fly an elbow. Like, that probably wouldn't go over well.
Like getting a kitten out of a tree.
There you go.
As opposed to giving parking tickets or speeding tickets.
Or like there's an Oklahoma quarterback who thinks he can outrun a cop and you chase him down and you kick his feet out from underneath and
Listen,
he just face plant into the sidewalk.
You might be Baker Mayfield,
but
I want to say this. Many cops played high school football, many of them on the defensive side of the ball, and they understand pursuit angles.
They're going to take an angle and they're going to get your ass.
And if there's a wall right there, you know that's not a sideline now.
It's a wall.
You're going to die.
Yeah.
Here's my number.
Number of the day.
Number of the day is 3P. Three shout-outs / promotional
bits. Oh, we got three big ones.
We got three big ones. Tomorrow, something we have been to in the past. Friend of ours puts this on every single year. They do a hell of a job at the annual Pacific Coast Shootout.
It is the lacrosse event on the West Coast of record every year. I still wear my shirt from last year.
They bring these teams out. The top teams from college lacrosse, men's college lacrosse, come out. Duke's been out. North Carolina's been out. Maryland has been out. This year it's Denver versus Notre Dame. Pacific Coast Shootout, great event. Back in 14, started with Denver and Notre Dame. Pioneers won 10-7, but as we said, they bring out the best. Virginia, Cornell, they've all been out here. They want to grow the game, show lacrosse as the West Coast is beginning to really produce some top players that are making their way out east and also growing the college programs out here on the West Coast. As Pac-12 now has a women's lacrosse going and an automatic berth in the NCAA tournament. Boys is getting there as Utah just added men's lacrosse in the Pac-12, as a matter of fact. So get on out there tomorrow night, OCC. It's a great field, a great venue for it. The 6th annual Pacific Coast Shootout. You can get all the information and tickets at Pacific Coast LAX. That's the short for lacrosse. Pacific
All right, that's
Coast,
one.
LAXshootout.com. Two, I was on conference calls this week, P, with your old friends, Mike Riley and Rick Neuheisel, because I'll be calling my first foosball game for the Alliance of American Football on Sunday.
Talked about it at 3 o'clock.
Commanders versus Hotshots. San Antonio versus Arizona. Big, big tilt, as the winner of this will be in a prime position to represent the Western Conference in the postseason. Both teams 2-2 going in. Both coaches 2-2 against one another when they were at Oregon State and UCLA, respectively. So deuces are wild in this one. That will be 5 p.m. on NFL Network. And also, I have a friend who is affiliated. If you liked the podcast Serial, it quickly became the most popular podcast in the history of podcasts.
Not about breakfast cereal.
Not about breakfast cereal, yeah. The case against Adnan Syed. It was that Sarah Koenig did it for Serial. It became a big deal.
Oh, yes, yes, I know about it.
HBO is debuting the 4-part series this Sunday. So if
these are the new shows that people really love.
These are, yeah, true crime.
The abducted in plain sight type of shows.
And this is one that I think a lot of folks know about, but maybe you did not know that HBO is doing a documentary on it, celebrated documentary. I was fortunate enough to get 3 of the 4 parts sent to me as screeners. It is a lot added to what you may have remembered from Serial. So if you were into that, you'll be into this. The first of 4 episodes start on Sunday at 9 p.m. And hey, what do you know? 4 weeks after they start this one, Game of Thrones will be back on HBO. So maybe this fills the void for you. If you're into Game of Thrones,
I love it.
That's coming on April 14th. So there you go. 3 shout-outs for programming reminders surrounding the show. OCC, Orange Coast College. Get that Pacific Coast Lax Shootout going. Notre Dame v. Denver.
All right, Roddy.
This is the Song of the Day.
Secret of the Sea is our Song of the Day, a collaboration between Billy Bragg and the band Wilco. A strong nautical-themed song for a Frogman Friday on the Petros and Money Show. Unlocking the Secret of the Sea, as great sports talk comes to a conclusion and Clippers basketball takes over the frequency. With the Oklahoma City Thunder and Russ Westbrook visiting Staples Center tonight, where Adam Oslin will be having Clippers Countdown coming up for your listening enjoyment at 6:30 p.m.
All right, coming up next, Scott Wolf. And the word of the day was brought to you by
Advanced Hair Restoration with their brand spanking new advanced technology, FUI, one-day affordable treatment. It's not brand spanking new, it's just spectacular. The FUE one-day affordable treatment will allow you to watch your hair grow in the very next day. AdvancedHair.com, AdvancedHair.com.
Yeah, and don't call yoga stretching, you pee. You come down, I'll kick your ass in yoga. And FU Jen Hahn.
We got Clippers basketball tonight, and the president of Clippers basketball operations, Lawrence Frank, coming up in the next hour. They take on the Thunder, a 7:30 tip, pregame at 6:30. It's Free Movie Friday. How about Adam tickets? Text BREEZE, B-R-E-E-Z-E, to ATOM1, and that is your chance at free movie tickets. Again, that is BREEZE to ATOM1 for your chance at free movie tickets.
Matt joining us right now on the Chevy Silverado Celebrity Hotline. The Wolfman. He creeps through keyholes and under doors. He is the greatest USC beat writer of all time. Former editor of the Daily Trojan, like our old friend Arash.
Exactly right.
At Inside USC on Twitter, there's only one Scott Wolf. Writing for USC247.com now. And we love him. What's cracking, Wolfie? How are you?
How do you do?
How do you do, Scott? Now, USC spring football is underway. There's supposed to be like a new attitude and all those different things. But first and foremost, what can you tell us about the air raid and the Graham Harrell thing and whatever that is out on the field right now?
Well, they have a new simple offense. And it only has four running plays, apparently, and everything's supposed to be quicker and simpler. And I think it's going to be an improvement, mainly because Clay Helton won't have anything to do with it, because he probably won't even know how to jump in and screw up the play calling. So in that respect, they should be better. But, you know, they've got a host of other issues they have to deal with.
Scott, I was trying to get a read on that Graham Harrell statement and his conversation slash relationship with O-line coach Tim Drebno, and I wasn't able to kind of understand just through reading it if Drebno's excited, if the pair are getting along, if they're not. Can you kind of maybe share a little bit more on what that relationship is like between those two?
Well, I think coaches probably try to over-prepare and over-analyze stuff. And I think Graham Harrell's trying to make everything less complicated and cut down the playbook or not have a playbook. So I think it's a big adjustment for guys that have been doing a pro-style offense or a spread offense. And I think it comes off in print, I think, probably a little harsher than when he's describing it. But he's just trying to explain it's like a fish out of water for a guy like Tim Drebno, who's probably used to hundreds of plays and all kinds of signals and everything, to have this new guy come in and run a simpler offense.
What's the deal with not having a depth chart, Scott?
Well, Clay Helton says he's going to have a depth chart on Fridays now, which the day before the game, I've talked to some players and they said that it's a joke that he's saying that. He's saying it's for competition purposes, to keep guys on their toes, but it's just, I think, a stunt, I guess, because he just wants to make it seem like he's doing something, like he's working.
Whoa.
And, you know, he doesn't have a lot to do, let's be honest. He's got Graham Harrell running the offense, and he has no oversight because he's got an athletic director who spends more time on the golf course than at USC working. So the players, though, you think, Petros, you played football. Do you think he's going to name a new quarterback in his depth chart on Friday morning?
No.
I mean, they're all going to know who's starting by reps during the week.
That's true. And the group that you go with, like ones and twos, or if you're on the scout team, you don't expect to be on the depth chart coming up on Friday in the Daily Trojan that Scott Wolf used to be the editor of.
Who else was an editor there?
Bill Dwyer. No, okay. No. Arash. Okay. The great Scott Wolf is our guest. USC has spring football underway, coming off one of the worst seasons in USC history. What does it all mean? What about this receiver transfer exodus? Is that fake news? Or are some of these guys still in the portal, like Velus Jones? And if you're going to run an air raid, there's going to be a lot of balls out there for the receivers, I would imagine. Why are these guys all leaving?
Well, you know, Velus Jones has a family issue, but these other guys all left mainly because they weren't getting any playing time. They never got a shot. I mean, some of those guys, I couldn't even tell you how good they were because they never got a chance to play, and they have to go somewhere and play. They want to go play, and it's bad for Graham Harrell because now he's coming into a situation where he wants a bunch of receivers, and they don't have a lot of receivers. And they always sign too many receivers up until this year in recruiting, ironically. So that's going to be a problem, I think, in practices. And, you know, not having depth at the position they're supposed to be spotlighting. But here's the other thing, Petro, since you played at USC, this feels to me like Paul Hackett right now. When he tried to change his persona, and you remember this, he punched a dry erase board in the locker room.
I've told the story.
How did that go?
He cut his hand and had come out late for the third quarter. And the players sniffed it out pretty quick.
And
he tried to relate with the players by playing Stevie Wonder for them.
Okay.
Yes. Clay Helton is trying to act tough this week, stern, authoritative. And the problem is 90% of these guys checked out on him a long time ago because they know how he is. They don't believe in him. And now he's trying to act like a tough guy. And they're not going to buy it. You didn't buy Paul Hackett when he tried to act tough all of a sudden. So what's going to happen next year when they start having some problems on the field? Is the team really going to believe in him and listen to him? Or are they just going to be like, whatever? So, I mean, you tell me because you went through it yourself.
Well, I don't think he's inspired a lot of, hey, let's go win one for coach, if that's what you're asking. There's no doubt about that. But there's still, you know, there's still USC. There's still a lot of really talented players out there. The quarterback situation comes to mind.
Hey, Scott, it seemed like last year a big thing was that they didn't want, I don't know if it's fair to say they didn't want JT, but they felt like maybe there's other options at that position and that Clay forced JT Daniels to continue starting. Will that be the case this year, or is the rumor that there will be an open competition at that position legitimate?
Well, I think there's a tug of war a little bit because Graham Harrell is supposed to pick the starter, but Clay Helton is saying this week he's going to have input. So to me, this is the big elephant in the room for the season because I have not talked to a player, and I'm talking about, you know, off the record, who wants JT Daniels to start. They all want Jack Sears. But a lot of people think Helton is going to try to do whatever he can to make JT Daniels the starter. So if Daniels is the starter, I think you're going to have some dissension going into the first game. And then if he has some problems, you know, look out, because we had that ugly scene last year on the sideline at the Cal game where Isaiah Langley went after him. So you have potential for some real problems within the team if Helton, you know, intervenes and the team doesn't think JT Daniels should be the quarterback, if they think Jack Sears should be the quarterback.
Well, seems like all is well at Troy. Nothing to see over there.
It's a good foundation for the upcoming season. Yeah, you know, that's what you need. Oh, solid foundation.
Here's one more note for you, too. Clay Helton is only speaking on Saturdays during spring practice, and this is unprecedented at USC. So, you know, I guess he's going into a bunker or something, but I don't know why he can't talk to the media, cause especially when the fans want answers to so many things right now. So just another wrinkle, I guess.
Got to focus, you know, make sure your eyes on a prize.
Focus on acting hard.
Exactly. You know, do some reps, some squats, some deadlifts.
Punch a thing.
Practice punching a whiteboard. Sure.
Good stuff, Wolfie. We love you. At Inside USC and, of course, the USC 24/7 website. Scott, you're the best.
Thank you, guys.
There Scott. He goes. Scott Wolf, ladies and gentlemen. Well, I feel good about my alma mater.
Things are looking up, aren't they? Fewer plays, better at what we do.
You know what Chip's doing over there? while all this is happening? You know what he's doing over in Westwood?
What's he doing?
You know what he's doing?
What's he doing?
Medical redshirting, guys.
Yeah. You got concussions. I know I don't. Yeah, you do.
Looks to me like you do.
Yeah, you do.
Man, you look dingy to me, man.
No, seriously,
look at
coach,
my
I'm
eyes.
Good. I'm good, coach.
Oh, man, you look crazy, dog.
Mm.
Nah, you just go to school. We're good. We'll be right back with a Textoso Rodeo Roundup.
Oh, yeah.
You ever run out of gas ever?
Yes.
See?
I used to quite a bit, actually.
Well?
I grew up. I matured.
Oh, yeah. That's you.
Petros and Money on AM 570 LA Sports. We are your home of the Dodgers, and we have got Dodger spring training baseball this weekend, taking on the Rockies on Sunday. We're going to Clippers basketball tonight. Tip off at 7:30 against the Oklahoma City Thunder. Pregame with Adam Oslin. Going to be coming your way at 6:30. Still to come, Lawrence Frank, president of basketball ops of the Clippers, and David Sills, the one-time seventh-grade commit at quarterback for Lane Kiffin and the USC Trojans, became a hell of a wide receiver at West Virginia and expected to be drafted probably on Friday in either round two or three of the upcoming NFL draft. That is all coming up at the back end of the 5 o'clock hour.
But, Matt, right now we'll have a little Textoso Rodeo Roundup for the people.
Sold out to Chevy.
Secret Textoso line brought to you by Chevrolet. As you know, check out the brand new 2019 Chevy Silverado. Matt, in the first segment of the show, I gave myself a little credit, much to the chagrin of some, for running out of gas and not doing what I usually do.
I have to congratulate myself for running out of gas.
I'm not that.
You know, my Chevrolet truck has all of the avoidance measures, mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. I don't fall into those trappings.
I'm not congratulating myself for running out of gas. I'm congratulating myself for the calm way and I handled it in the aftermath.
What were you supposed to do? Start kicking
over
trash
cans? Do what I usually do. Freak out.
Running around in circles.
Yes, that's normally what would happen, Matt. Jeez. I ran out of gas 2 weeks back on the 5 on my way to L.A. on my run from the Buck Owens Crystal Palace in Baco, the part where all the trucks overheat. I drive a Prius, so many looks of deep shame.
Oh, yeah.
Metro had to bail me out, and
for
my
shame.
Wife sounded a lot like money. Money, you're as bad and as mean as my wife.
My wife!
I get that a lot. I get that a lot from my gentleman friends. You know, if I wanted to go out with my wife, I could have just brought her. But I'm here with you.
Yeah, Matt is a bit of a nagger.
That's pretty accurate.
A bit of a nagger.
I embrace it.
Yeah, it's great.
Let's go. Really, who's ready to get
really
nagged?
Doing a great job.
Just come on out with me.
We were talking about surf clothes the other day, so much so that a friend of ours called us. That friend, the founder of Scorpion Bay, a surf brand out of San Clemente, California. Scorpion!
I believe Dwayne from Huntington Beach.
What a man.
Quick to give credit to Mike and Rob, though.
That's no doubt. Catching up on the surf clothes talk on the podcast, you guys sound like the biggest kooks I've ever heard talking about buying your surf gear at PacSun. PacSun's not where surfers go to buy their gear. When I was in eighth grade, I moved from Garden Grove to Huntington Beach. They made my parents buy me what I thought was all the brands kids in my class would be wearing at school, but when I got there, I was mocked mercilessly for being a poser who wore all the tourist brands. Shame on you, P, as the only member of the PMS to show who does not live in the IE, you should know better. Now, Matt does not live in the IEA. No one here has ever claimed. Kate's kind of does here in Burbank. No one
Kate's
here
is the furthest from the beach.
Yeah, and Ronnie and
not even close.
No one here claims to be a surfer. Okay, we live by the water, but no one here claims to be a surfer. I know where surfers buy their surf clothes. That's not what we were talking about.
The show does have one surfer, your dad.
Yeah, yeah. My
dad
is a legitimate surfer.
Your dad is a legitimate surfer. That is it.
And when I used to go with my dad and watch him surf. I am well aware of beach culture as I grew up on the beach. But no one here claims to be a surfer. So you're the kook talking about what a G you are. Kook.
No kooks.
No kooks, Howley.
No fat chicks. I mean, sorry. Not today.
That's not a good sticker.
Just no kooks. Just no kooks.
Here's one for you, Matt.
Okay.
I organized a church outing to a college hockey game tonight, and they're letting us be part of the fan high five tunnel. Seemed like kind of a cool thing 4 months ago when I scheduled it. Now, however, all I can picture is that portly fellow on your Twitter, and all I can hear is that Borat soundbite.
High five!
We have ruined the high five line for everybody.
I don't know what you're talking about, man. High five!
Yeah, it's
five.
Not that cool.
High five.
Matt, we have some Laker talk.
The secret text also line. Sold out to Chevy.
From some people. P, I need you to supply some balance to all this revisionist history. Kobe's last 3 years were a disaster. He couldn't, quote, will his team to the playoffs. No other star wanted to team up with him. He killed off not one but two coaches named Mike and one named Rudy after Shaq left, and those teams had no chemistry. That's Gerald from the 909. And he is right. The last 3 years were pretty ugly.
Well, yeah, and but Rudy, the Tom previous John. 10 years
well,
were
no, he's
with,
right, though.
He's, but again, LeBron has not had the previous 10 years of Kobe of the five championships.
I agree. So guy think, just wanted to have his say. Just wanted to have his
man,
say.
Man, that's just hating. That's just hating-ass hating right there. Come on now.
Listening to yesterday's podcast, you guys placed blame on LeBron versus the front office.
No.
If... Well, there this is a, what this guy's interpretation.
There was a purple and gold pie. You were very specific.
I was.
Yours was 100% gold, blaming LeBron.
100%.
Mine was 100% purple, blaming Magic and Rob.
If Rob Pelinka is to blame, doesn't that blame automatically shift to Kobe and Vanessa?
I call Kobe and Vanessa.
He did say they're a phone call away.
That is a great text, though, so.
I mean.
I call Kobe and Vanessa.
My, I will.
You were just showing love to Kobe in his previous 10 years.
But that's a brilliant textoso right there.
Two coaches named Mike. He got
not one.
Two. Black and white Mike. Out.
Both. Bingo.
And whenever gone. I have a problem, what do?
Well, you. I call Kobe and Vanessa. Vanessa. So, yeah.
Hey, Pete. I asked my fat coworker if he knows the brand Life is Good. He said, oh, yeah, those shirts are so soft. I told you. Thank you.
I never said. I never denied the.
You
life
acted
is good.
Like it didn't exist.
I
why
said
would
of,
people? Text
I said
me
of
about
all
it.
The of all the shops to highlight in the mall. Why would you be celebrating a super soft shirt for fat people?
I'm not celebrating it. I'm just saying it exists.
It's like, hey man, what kind of shops
you know
are
what?
Still in the
That's
mall?
That's it. You're not getting a soft
life
beanie.
Life is good, man.
Next time I travel, you're not getting a soft beanie from Life is Good. Okay. You don't deserve it anyway.
I'll write that one up.
Congratulations, P. You're a gas can hero. I hope I can be like you one day. Matt is just jealous. Thank you.
I'm not jealous.
He is jealous.
I don't run
jealous
out of gas.
Jealous of the cool that I have. Cool
I've
under
got
pressure.
A gauge. I've got a mileage counter. When it gets to zero, it says zero, and I know I got about 20 miles from that point
yes, thank
or
you
I
for
will
explaining.
Be out of gas. Well, I need to.
Thank you, Matt.
Because clearly you don't understand, and you had time.
I did a great job today.
You did not
I
do a great job. You ran out of gas.
I didn't even freak out.
You wasted $15. You invest that $15 right now and your kid's 529, probably pay for your college.
What I'd really like to do with
now your kid's going to JUCO.
I'd like to light it on fire and shove it up your ass.
Yeah, you would.
Here's one. Eric Weddle is a Ram. That's big, like your head.
I hit the horns over the punchline.
Yeah.
Well, want to read that one again?
No.
Come on.
No.
People want it.
We'll be right back.